was not all of them, but they're very interesting because I was interned in camp at Gettysburg in training, and I was in an officer's training school, and the war was nearing an end, was picked out of there and was sent to Pittsburgh as a recruiting officer. I was there 3 months in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I told all about those things, about the town and people that were recruited. I was with a first lieutenant, two sergeants, four privates. I was a sergeant. Really terrible recruits that applied and damned his lives. But the special uniforms they'd have, the good food and the good treatment and other things. We never did see any of those guys. I saw a few of those rascals after I went back. They reminded me of it. But we had to get the men in. And let me tell you something, they were, yeah, I always remember. They were, let's see, in September, almost the day was November 11th. Well, in October, most people knew the war was about over, about the end. And in those days, young men could get exempted by getting married or going into any kind of war industry. Tightened up in these other wars, but there was just, you just simply got married, you just simply went to work in industry. And as the war was about to end in October, here come those bastards, and they come in all wanting to enlist to get in. So you could go to camp and get training and get a discharge and say they had trained. We sure did tell them all. But one of them, truly, one of them named Frederick A. Question. He was 18 years old, and he wasn't running from anything. He had just become 18, old enough to enlist. And he was a grandson of H.J. They took him. And he was so interested in him. He was a nice kid. I talked to him, and I went to Luke. I said, how about you like to be assigned to this office? Just stay here. It kind of hit me that you'd like to have me. Oh, we had plenty of money for us. We went to the lieutenant, and he said he thought it could be arranged. And we did. We drove that guy. We sent him to camp to be sworn in and had him referred back to our officers, to the recruiting squad. And he never did go into camp. And he had a uniform. He was the nicest kid. He furnished us. We had an automobile. We rode all over the damn countryside with him. He affiliated with the girls in there. He had connections with girls, elegant girls who, let me see what's the name of that.
Bennington?
Yeah, in Pittsburgh. And they would give dances for servicemen. There weren't many of us up there. Heck, we had more darn girls than we could handle. And we went to that, and Pittsburgh, there was no army installations on Pittsburgh. There was a reserve officer training camp out at the University of Pittsburgh, SATC. They called it Student Army Training Corps, I believe. There was men too young to go into service.